I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save with customized coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
It got worse when I downloaded FanDuel. I'm losing my whole paycheck. Looking back, that was the most disgusting thing I've ever done. Got caught right away. There were legal actions that had to be taken. I completely lost myself, and it hurt. I don't wish anyone to ever have to go through something like this, especially like young kids like me.
So the entirety of the situation for you played out before you turned 21?
All of it, yes. I'm not even 21 yet.
Today's guest is AJ. He shares his story of gambling addiction where he ended up hooked for years, all before he turned 21. It's a really fascinating story. But before we dive into that, I have just one favor to ask from you. There's so many of you that regularly listen to the channel, but you're not yet subscribed. If you could do me the favor of hitting that subscribe button, then my promise to you is that I'll continue to work hard every single day to spread the message that gambling addiction is real.
My name is AJ Anzaldi. I'm a college student right now. I go to Rampo College. I'm studying education. I would love to be a special ed teacher one day. And I'm a big advocate against gambling.
So what made you become an advocate against gambling?
This all started back in 2022. I was in high school, my junior year, and me and my friends downloaded an app called Fliff that we found on the App Store. And there was a promotion going on. Every day you logged in, you'd get $5 free. And they'd call it Fliff Cash. You know, we're all like big football guys. You know, we played football. We love it. We watch the NFL. We watch college ball. We found out that you can make money off of it. It was me, my best friend, and a couple other guys. And we would get together sometimes at lunch, sometimes after school, sometimes before school. And we would put together these parlays and try to make some money. Mostly on Sundays, we would do it because NFL Sundays, we just started going into it. And every day we'd log in, they'd give us $5. That was it. That's what started the whole thing.
So Fliff, this is like a sports book or it's like a fantasy sports app. Like how was it that you could do it when you were 18? What was it like on Fliff?
It was essentially an illegal sports book. Because we were all 17 and 18. We were able to make accounts, put our social in, and it let us play.
Damn. So you're getting these free $5 every single day. What happens? Do you come across a big win? Do you just kind of keep spending the Fliff coins? Like, what's going on?
You know, there were wins, there were losses. Big wins, specifically for me, it was about a month into playing, and my $5 bet hit for $800. And then I took that money out and went into my bank account. And I was like, whoa, this is real. That big win was the first hook for me. And, you know, my friends followed too, because we would all do the same kind of bet. You know, we just kept going back in, getting our free $5 and spending it, trying to win. There was a day about a month and a half in, I ended up putting my debit card in to the app because, you know, I thought it was this big, easy game. Win free money, you know. I thought I could make like a career out of it almost. Ended up losing over $100 in one day. And that was the first decline for me, I guess you could call it. The thing that I kept telling myself was, if you just win one back, that $100 won't even matter anymore.
Yeah. So it was about a month then from just getting started collecting the free $5 before you made a deposit with your own money.
Yeah.
And you'd say that basically the reason that you were comfortable depositing was because, you know, it felt like It was something that easy to win. You could win big money with it. You know, at this time, were you working a job as well?
I was working a job. I had a minimum wage job at a food store, actually Panera. You know, I'd be getting like my paychecks and stuff, trying to save money. And that was about the same time when we found Fliff. Mm. Because, yeah, that's when football season just ended for us in high school. So, you know, when I got a job, I was working. And then slowly I found myself just losing entire paychecks to this app.
When you had that big win,
yeah,
you know, how did it feel in the beginning? Because I remember that when I first started with my gambling, I was working at an ice cream store making minimum wage. And the idea that I could earn a day, 2 days, 3 days worth of work all at once, like that was really tempting for me. Did you feel kind of similar after that win?
Very similar. Especially after seeing the money hit my account, I was just like, I had this rush of adrenaline. I was just like almost in awe. Like I couldn't believe that money was just sitting there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, to me, that was a lot of money at that time. I look at my paychecks and I look at that one win and I was like, whoa, I could just do this every day and, you know, get rich off it.
Following that initial deposit, you know, how fast was it before you started losing the whole paychecks? Was it right away?
It gradually built up over time. So like the first big loss I had out of my bank account was $100. The next week it was like 150, then 200, and it follows. It turned into my whole paycheck being gone.
Now it's building up. You're starting to spend more. Would you say that at this point you were developing like a compulsion, like you had to go back and bet more?
Absolutely. Yeah. I felt like in order to kind of get that amount of money back, I had to up the bet to a higher amount. So instead of, you know, just taking that free $5 that Fliff was giving me, I'd be putting like 50 of my own in, betting like $15, $15, $20.
Okay, so it's now built up to this point where you have a compulsion to bet. You're losing good amounts of money. You're losing your paycheck. You know, does anyone around you know that it's this bad? Like, or are you doing it with your friends at this point still? Like, what's going on with that?
So they're still doing the free $5. None of them have put their own money in.
Yeah.
They don't know I've done this. I didn't tell anyone. I was kind of just doing it on my own. I would be literally sitting in school instead of learning what's being taught. I'm back there on my phone trying to get a parlay in.
And so on Fliff, it was like actual parlays, right? Like I think of like Fliff as like a fantasy sports app. I never used it, right? So I think of it as like a fantasy sports app. Were you actually making like money line, like spread over under picks on Fliff?
Yeah, there was everything. There was money line, spread, player props, over unders, pretty much everything you'd find in a daily sports book.
Wow. Do things reach a point where they spiral out of control?
Yes. So the first time everything spiraled out of control was about 3 months in to having Fliff. So we're in 2023 now. I'm like 3 months in. I just had this really bad day and I don't know what caused it. I was just like angry betting almost because I kept losing and losing. And I was seeing the money in my bank account go down. On that day, I drained my entire checking account.
What did money mean to you, you know, as a 18-year-old, 19-year-old guy? What was money? What was the point of getting more?
You know, like I've always liked saving my money, seeing that number go up in my account. And, you know, it's not like we were financially unwell at home or anything like that. I just kind of felt like I had to be doing it after I had been doing it for so long, if you know what I mean.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, money, it was always such an important thing in my life. Like growing up, I'd save everything I got. You know, I used to actually keep a safe under my bed with full of cash. And, you know, I liked seeing the number go up, seeing like being able to count it, being able to just have money at my use. You know, ever since that big win on Fliff, it was just like, okay, why can't I just replicate that, put it in my account, and just keep making more money that way?
Yeah,
I don't know, it just turned into this really disgusting thing where like money started not to mean really anything to me. And I was just doing it, not even like trying to make the money. Well, obviously like I wanted it back, but it didn't feel that way when I was in it, you know?
Yeah. It was more about just like, for me at least, it was the money amount that was in my bank account or in my betting account was like a scoreboard. And it meant that if it was going up, I was doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. I was smart. I was successful. I was a good gambler, like that kind of stuff. And of course, it was like nice to feel rich, but it was way more about like, what can I get at? Like, what is this feeling that I'm feeling right now? And it was like pride almost in being able to pick well, in being able to say I was a good gambler. During the rise where you were having some early wins, mm-hmm. did you feel like you were a good gambler?
I felt like I was a great gambler. You know, I'd brag about it to my friends and be like, hey guys, look, you know, I won this, I won that. But I would never show them the losses.
Following that first time that things began spiraling out of control, was there like a period of time where you were trying to stop gambling, or did you kind of double down and keep going?
That kind of drove me to kind of go even more. Mm. And like, I was still working at that point. Paycheck would hit my account. I would deposit almost the whole thing into Fliff and try to win everything back.
Tell me about when things kind of reached their peak then with the gambling.
For the rest of 2023, I was still on Fliff, and then I was kind of just fed up with it. By the time the new year started, 2024 comes, I get a new job, and it's extremely high paying. Like, I'm talking like $50 an hour.
Yeah.
And I saw that as an opportunity to, you know, hey, maybe I should try a different sports book. Maybe I'll have better luck. You know, I always thought it was my fault for making the bad picks. So I downloaded DraftKings.
And you're 21 at this time?
No, I'm not. I ended up having to use somebody else's social, and my mom trusted me to make an account. And I explained to her that I don't have a problem and I'll be fine. I just want to use it for sports. Which I completely lied to her. I started depositing into DraftKings. Didn't win anything on there. Lost $2,500 in one day. And like the little message popped up that was like something with limits. It was like the New Jersey limit popped up for $2,500. And I was like, okay, accept, whatever. It got worse when I downloaded FanDuel, another big one. And, you know, same thing happens. I'm losing my whole paycheck, and they're like big money paychecks now, like over $2,000 a check, and I'm just losing the entire thing.
Yeah.
Still chasing that high, trying to make everything back as fast as I can, which now I'm panicking. Now we're into the summer of 2024, and this is the worst of it. I'm driving down the shore, and you know, we go down to Wildwood, and you know, it's like a 3-hour drive, driving down the parkway, and you know the billboards, BetMGM, they have a deposit match for $1,500. So I took that as an opportunity to just download that and use that to my advantage. So I'm playing, and this was a late night. I'm by myself in my bed. You know, what else am I going to do? So I go into BetMGM, and I'm playing a casino game now. And I had my balance up to $11,000 in one night. And, you know, I told myself, this is the stopping point. Like, you got everything back, well, most of it. But I didn't stop. And I don't know what kept driving me to keep playing. I mean, that's a very large amount of money that I just wasted away. I lost it all in the next day. And it was just such a hopeless feeling, almost like a guilty feeling. Knowing that, you know, could have stopped, but you didn't. That vacation ends. I mean, that kind of ruined it for me. I mean, like, my mental health was just, didn't feel good at that point. You know, everything felt horrible around me. My parents were like, what's wrong? You know, like, we're on vacation. And I was, nothing's wrong. No, I'm good. Meanwhile, I have practically nothing in my bank account now. So I come back. I work the next 2 months straight, build up some money, but I was still gambling at this point. So I'm still losing it. And there comes to a point where I'm down to like practically $0 in my account, and I'm scavenging around my room looking for cash, driving to the bank, putting it in the machine, goes into my account, and I put it right back into the gambling app.
Yeah.
And at this point, I think I was on my fifth sports book. I went through DraftKings, FanDuel, BetMGM, ESPN Bet, and I was on Fanatics now, because, you know, I see all these bonuses popping up at me. I'm trying to watch, you know, a sports game with my father, and I see all these things, and it's just like triggering in a way that like makes me want to go back. This was in November of 2024. I took a blank check from the owner of the household, and I wrote it out for $10,000 and tried to cash it. Looking back, that was the most disgusting thing I've ever done. Just to do that to someone, like someone who trusted you like that, because I was a caretaker. You know, nobody there knew anything about what was going on internally with me. Got caught right away. There were legal actions that had to be taken. Didn't get the money, obviously. Got fired. Yeah, that was the final straw for me. And I've been clean since November 2nd.
Well, congratulations on that, man. Thanks for sharing all this with us.
If you're gambling starting to feel less like fun and more like stress, trust me, you're not alone. Millions of us know what it's like to say, just one more bet, or feel that urge that's really difficult to explain to someone else. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about the sponsor of today's video, Evive. Think of it as having a recovery companion right in your pocket. Someone that knows exactly what you're going through. No lectures, no pressure, just genuine support without judgment, right when you need it. If you download Evive right now, you'll get guaranteed free access through 2026. Not a trial or some limited version, but the entire platform. Because Evive believes that anyone that's out there that's struggling should get the support that they need. Download Evive today and take the first step towards redefining your relationship to gambling. Evive is only available in select countries. Check the description of this video to download now.
I think maybe it all happened for a reason at the end there, because had you gotten that check out the first time, who knows what happened the second and the third and the fourth. We hear a lot of stories like that of people in recovery that, you know, what was the thought process of doing that? Was it, did it ever feel like stealing? That's like a really interesting question to me.
So the thing with that, my idea of it was, okay, I'm almost taking this like a loan.
Yeah.
Like a loan. In my head, I'm going to pretty much essentially double or triple that money, somehow get it back to her, which I never thought about how I'd go with that conversation. It was so bad, just like, that I had to go to that extent to feed this. That, you know, it's, to this day, I'm sick to my stomach over it.
Yeah.
I regret it a lot. I was close friends with her son. We go to the same school. We don't talk at all anymore. So I lost a good friend. I lost my girlfriend as well. Wow. She couldn't stay with me after that. I don't know. I just felt like this monster for doing that.
No, man, thank you for opening up and sharing all that. In the time since you made your last bet, which you said was November the 2nd of 2024?
Yeah.
In the time from then until now, what's changed in your life?
So much has changed. I mean, I feel like I really won myself back over in a mental way, in a physical way, emotionally. Just everything has gotten so much better without it. And I feel like I'm not stressing every day. I'm not always looking at my phone, checking, you know, waking up, looking at what won or what lost. I was repeating the same day every day.
Yeah.
And I was stuck in this cycle, and it took a lot of things away from me. Like when we first started back on Flip, I was like going to the gym and everything. I was consistent. And then once it kind of took over, I stopped going. I stopped working on myself. I felt like that was the only thing that I was supposed to be doing. It just had such a grip on me that like, I completely lost myself, and it hurt. I don't wish anyone to ever have to go through something like this, especially like young kids like me.
Yeah.
Cause like I was only 18. It lasted for 2 years. I'm so thankful to be out of it now.
Yeah.
And just everything has gotten 1,000 times better. You know, I've met a lot of good people. I got to meet you.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like to post the content about it and just help people.
So let's talk about the content, because that's how I got in touch with you, is that I saw you posting TikToks about not only, you know, your gambling story, but what you've been doing since. It's hitting the gym. It's being healthier. It's reconnecting with God, I believe, was a part of big part of your content.
Yes.
You know, let's talk about what is your goal of posting your story online?
My goal of posting my story online is to do the best I can to help it pretty much to help prevent it from happening to other kids like me.
Yeah.
Because it has gotten so out of hand and so easy to just open up your phone, put your money in, put a bet in, and then it's so easy to get hooked on it. And like, I don't want that to happen to anyone, especially like my generation. It's gotten really bad.
Yeah. And how do you think your generation reacts to your content? You know, the average 18, 19 year old guy, when he comes across you telling him not to gamble.
Okay.
What's the reaction that you think you see the most?
The reaction I see the most is people clowning it.
Yeah.
And saying like, yo, bro, just put in one more bet, or like, you're due this and all this stuff. And it doesn't faze me anymore. The first thing I posted when I saw that, it hurt a little bit, but now it doesn't faze me. And, you know, one day those kids will understand what I'm talking about.
Why do you think that's the general reaction? Like, what has happened to, you know, society, or like what people are engaging with online, that has led to the reaction of, you know, gambling addiction's not a real addiction, or, you know, if you're addicted to gambling, you're just a bad gambler. What's led to that?
It's really the normalization of it in our society.
Yeah.
I mean, you turn on your TV, you try to watch a game, you will literally see inside the stadium all of these sportsbook ads. I mean, they got like the logos and everything. You got the celebrities promoting it, which is horrible. You know, influencers, you'll see one. If you're like on the Instagram explore page, or, you know, scrolling through YouTube, TikTok, even, you see people gambling and they just promote it. And they say it's, you know, gambling is good. Gambling is this, gambling is that. And you see all these people getting these huge wins and you're like, well, why can't that be me?
Right. The thing is, I think that a lot of people, especially younger people, don't recognize that you can have a big win and it doesn't really change anything. So, you know, when someone comes to me, as weird as this might sound, and they're like, dude, you're a bad gambler. Like, I'm a good gambler. Like, that's why you're addicted and I'm not, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I really hope that they win like a big jackpot, because then it's going to show them that was never the goal anyway. It was always just to be able to keep gambling more. Where are we heading as a society if nothing changes about the way gambling's advertised, normalized, pushed on people?
Yeah, straight into an epidemic. Mm-hmm. It is going to be the next huge epidemic of America. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not sure if this is true, but I believe gambling is banned in some other countries.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
some states too.
Yeah, it's not legalized in all states here.
No.
But, you know, that just tells you, if other countries have this banned, what does that tell you about how bad it really is?
If a 18-year-old guy sends you a DM, and he says, hey, man, I just lost way too much. What should I do? What's your message to him?
To self-exclude right away. Get in the right headspace. Gambling is really never the answer. And the way to truly make money, if you want to, is to work hard and save it. As addicting as it can be, you have to break the cycle.
Yeah.
That's the only way to get out. Or else you'll just keep falling right back in, causing more damage to yourself, to your future, and your mindset.
So the entirety of the situation for you played out before you turned 21?
All of it, yes. I'm not even 21 yet.
Was there ever like an age check after you made the account on any app?
No, never.
And you said the one message that you got was from DraftKings that basically just said, like, hey, bro, you just deposited a shit ton.
Essentially, yes.
Did they stop you from depositing more?
No.
Over the course of the gambling, is there anything that could have been done to reduce the amount that you put in, or convince you that you might have had a problem sooner than you got to it yourself?
There was really nothing that ever stopped me from putting my card in and spending money, so no.
And one more thing that you talked about that I want to go back to is the conversation with your mom. You know, when you go to her and you say, Mom, I really love sports, I want to gamble, what's the conversation like? Like, can you just kind of talk us through what that sounded like?
So I go up to her. I'm like, hey, Ma, there's this app called DraftKings. I'm sure you've heard of it. She's like, yeah, that's gambling, right? And I'm like, yeah. But then I go, I really love sports. I love watching football. can I have some fun and make some money on it?
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, what do you need? And I'm like, your SSN. And she's like, okay, as long as you be safe with it and, you know, don't overspend, obviously. Limit yourself, which I did not listen to at all. She just told me to make sure, you know, I'm safe with it and don't fall down a hole.
Yeah.
And I remember that conversation so vividly. I almost feel like I completely disregarded it.
Yeah.
Struggling with an addiction can make you feel like you're all alone. But trust me, it doesn't have to be that way. At Right Choice Recovery, a family-owned and operated treatment center in New Jersey, we are here for you, and we're dedicated to helping you break free from addiction and change your life for the better. Whether you're struggling with substances or a gambling addiction, this is the spot for you. With personalized care, real support, and a team that understands exactly what you're going through, we're here to walk with you on your journey to recovery, because recovery is possible. And it all starts with the right choice. Check the description of this video today for more information.
I think it's really comparable to like parents and the conversations about drinking. Because when I was 18, I was drinking beer. I was drinking beer when I was like 16. And my parents knew about it. And then one day I had like a bookie and I was like, Mom, I need you to go pick up an envelope of cash. And even that was just like, okay, just don't do that again. Like that was weird kind of thing, you know. I don't think that it's a knock on parents at all right now to say, like, we don't really have a full understanding as a society about what a gambling addiction is. After that first sign up, did you tell her about any of the other sports books that you signed up to?
I did not.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did as well. So,
you know, I kept it all secret. Yeah. I didn't think she'd notice or like anything like that.
Yeah.
I was just hopping around sports book to sports book, you know, getting all these bonuses and eventually losing everything.
What's your message to someone who's in recovery from gambling but is having urges and temptations to go back?
You need to find healthy distractions, whether that be spending time with loved ones, working on yourself, you know, go outside, enjoy the nature, just anything away from your phone. Honestly, you know, once you get that urge and, you know, your mind is telling you, let's gamble, not much is going to stop you. You got to find a good, healthy distraction to, you know, pull yourself away. You know, even if it's as simple as like taking a minute, count to 60, you know, breathe, tell yourself why you're in recovery. Something that helped me a lot was playing the tape back all the time. You know, I think about back to me being, you know, handcuffed to the wall. And that's like one of the worst moments of my life, and gambling caused that.
So a lot of people that enter recovery really don't have a firm connection with themselves, their family, community, or in cases where they're religious people, with God or higher power. How's your connection to kind of all of those things shaped your own recovery?
When I first started the recovery, I started seeing a therapist, which helped a lot. And my family was very supportive. They were all there for me. They all had my back. I've really grown close with my mom and dad through this whole thing. I really started opening up to God. And, you know, it was on my first night without gambling. This is November 3rd. I was laying in bed and I was like, why, God? Why is this happening? I started to just grow my connection with him through a lot of prayer. I went to the store and I bought a Bible, started reading a little bit, trying to understand everything on a deeper level. You know, here I am 7 months later, still look at my Bible every day, still pray daily. I've grown a very deep and thorough connection with him. And it's really helped a lot, just knowing that I always tell myself, God, it does have a plan for you. And no matter, you know, how far rock bottom can feel for you, there's always a way up, there's always a way out. And when you're at rock bottom, the only way you can go is up.
You know, when you were gambling, or I guess like kind of before recovery, what was the connection like with God, with the higher power? Was there one?
There wasn't really one. I mean, I've always been a Catholic, but during the whole time I was gambling, I didn't go to church once. I didn't really pray at all. Didn't read any like scriptures or anything. It was just kind of me on my own.
Yeah.
I mean, the connection with him was very faint. Same with my family, same with my friends. And I just felt like a bad person, honestly, through all that.
I know that feeling. And plus, you know, it sounds like it was very isolating before, and this movement towards community and connection. I mean, I know for a fact that addiction thrives in isolation, because every time that my gambling was getting worse, I was peeling away from everyone, trying to hide what was going on. So, you know, once you kind of open up to people, it really makes a difference. And
the exact same thing would happen to me.
Yeah.
Like I'd be out with my friends, or literally like in my friend's dorm. I'd go off to the bathroom, be in there for like 30 minutes on the toilet, putting bets in and gambling. That just shows how strong of a grip it had on me.
Yeah.
To do that and like go away from my friends to be doing that.
And these were the same friends that you were gambling with.
Yeah.
And you were hiding, were you hiding the amounts that you were gambling from them?
Oh yeah.
How come?
Shame. Feeling of shame, knowing how much I lost. I just didn't want them to know how bad it truly got. The only person that knew was myself. And I kept it that way for as long as I could.
Yeah.
Until it spilled over.
Tell me what a day in your life is like now in recovery.
It's a good question. So I wake up early. Usually cook myself something good for breakfast. I do some landscaping now. You know, got my own business going, which has been very good. I check social media real quick, see if anyone's reached out to me. I check my messages, and then I get started on my day. I like to hit the gym, usually around noon or 1 o'clock. And then, you know, I'll chill at home for a little bit, talk to my family, reach out to some of my boys, see what they're up to, try to make plans. If we can't, I'm fine with just staying home. But yeah, very chill, very relaxing days now, very stress-free.
Yeah.
As compared to 6 months ago, everything has gotten 1,000 times better. I think I mentioned that before.
Yeah.
But you know, my days are very good now. And, I love not gambling.
Yeah, for sure. If people want to follow along your journey and find out more about how you're doing on a daily basis, where can they find you?
So I'm on TikTok. It's aj.anzaldi. I got an Instagram, aj.anzaldi. Most of my content goes into my TikTok. There's a lot of good stuff on there.
Well, thank you for sharing your story, answering the questions for us.
Of course.
And to anyone in the audience that's watching, if you want to hear another story of someone in recovery, check out this video next. And let's keep getting better together, one day at a time.